Thank you for calling Carelon Medical Benefits Management.
If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality or training purposes. Upon submission of this request, I attest the information provided is true, accurate, and complete to the best of my knowledge. I understand that the health plan or its designees may perform a routine audit, request the medical documentation to verify the accuracy of the information provided, and take additional action as the health plan or its designees considers appropriate. If you are a provider calling to check status on an existing prior authorization request and have a tracking or reference number, please press 1. For all other options, please stay on the line. If you are a provider, please press 1. If you are a member, please press 2.
Did you know that providers can initiate or check an order request using our website? The link to Carelon Provider Portal is providerportal.com.
For diagnostic imaging requests and all diagnostic imaging related to oncology, please press 1. For sleep therapy requests, press 2. To initiate, please note that receiving an order number is not a guarantee of payment. Payment is subject to the member's active enrollment, benefit limitations, and other terms of the member's contract at the time services are provided. Please stay on the line and a team member will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling Carelon Medical Benefits Management. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Good morning, Jessica. This is Flora calling from Provider's Office. Actually, I was on call with one of your representatives and my call just disconnected, but my case was completed. So can you please look into status of that request? Or if it is not initiated, then I want to initiate this request.
Okay. And Flora, are you calling with the ordering physician or the servicing provider?
Ordering physician.
And may I have a good callback number for you?
Yeah, sure. That's 301-560-0843.
And what is the member's ID number?
The member ID is FQT203-645-836.
And may I have the member's name and date of birth?
Yeah, that's for Vincent Smith, February 26, 1973.
All right. That didn't bring anything up for me. May I have the member ID number one more time?
Oh, sure. FQT203-645-863.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
And may I have the... Oh, no. We have a phone number on file for the member of 318-914-5969 listed as office.
Yes.
We also have an email address here of vs1573771@gmail.com.
I don't have that information to confirm. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I do show that the member's health plan is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana. However, I'm not showing where anything was saved. So we can go ahead and initiate that request. Is this a spine surgery, pain management, or joint surgery?
Pain management.
And what's the service?
August 20.
2025. Give me one moment. And what is the CPT code?
62323.
I have one CPT code of 62323. Any additional CPT codes?
No, just one.
And what is the primary diagnosis code?
That's MMARI 54.16.
I have M as in Mary, 54.16. Give me one moment. And what is the requesting provider's NPI number?
That's 171-093-7586.
And this is Louisiana?
Yeah.
I have Dr. Harold Bayonne. Which address?
1613 Louisville Avenue, Monroe, Louisiana.
And I think I speak to you a lot, Flora. Is yes. The doctor's NPI number on file correct?
Yeah.
I mean, tax ID number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see.
I'm really glad that you remember me.
I was like, no way. And what is the correct tax ID number?
That's 472-157-461.
I'm just going to do my complete search thing, and then I'll go ahead and get him added. May I have the zip code?
Yeah, 71201.
All right. And what is the phone number for the doctor?
Oh, that's 301-560-0843.
And the fax number?
Oh, that's 845-789-8015.
And his specialty is pain management?
Yes.
And is the physician the same as the requesting provider?
Yes.
All right. Will anesthesia be administered by independent anesthesia personnel?
No.
All right. I have him added in here. Site of service, will it be office, outpatient hospital, or ambulatory surgical center?
That's office.
All right. And what is the facility's NPI number?
Oh, that's 134-604-5705.
I'm just going to say the Louisiana. And I'm showing Harold J. Bayoni, Jr., MD, APMC. S1613 Louisville, Monroe, Louisiana, 71201.
Yes, that's the correct one.
Okay. So it says here, our records indicate that the provider you have selected is out-of-network for this member. The member's benefit plan may not allow the use of an out-of-network provider. The answers to the following questions will determine whether the member's plan will allow the use of an out-of-network provider. Does the procedure require instrumentation that is only available in this facility?
Yes.
Does the procedure require special services that are only available in this facility?
Yes.
All right, so it just says here, the provider you have selected is out-of-network for the selected member. Please be advised that the member may incur additional out-of-pocket expenses to use this provider. First clinical question, it says, which region of the spine will be targeted? Cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and sacral?
Lumbar.
Select the requested procedure. Initial epidural steroid injection, repeat epidural steroid injection, or trial intrathecal pump?
Initial.
Has a physical exam been completed? Yes, no, or unknown?
Yes.
Are any symptoms of radicular pain, radiculopathy, or neurogenic claudication present? Yes, no, or unknown?
Yes.
Is a physical exam clearly diagnostic of nerve root compression or stenosis at the level requested? Yes, no, or unknown?
Yes.
Are activities of daily living impacted due to moderate or severe pain? Yes, no, or unknown?
Yes.
Which of the following have been completed for this episode of symptoms? Physical therapy rendered by a qualified provider.
Yes.
Supervised home treatment program.
Yes.
Which additional treatments have been completed? Chiropractic manipulation.
Yes.
Acupuncture.
Yes.
Activity modification.
Yes.
Massage therapy.
Yes.
Anti-inflammatory medication?
Yes.
Nerve membrane stabilizers or muscle relaxants?
No.
A trial period of rest from the aggravating or contributing factors?
No.
Have at least 4 weeks of conservative treatment been completed, and has treatment failed to resolve this episode of symptoms? Yes, no, or no?
Yes.
Are any contraindications to the procedure present? Yes, no, or unknown?
No.
All right, I do show that it was authorized. Are you ready for the auth number?
Yes.
It is 269-267-305.
Okay.
And was there anything else I could help with today? Oh, I'm sorry. The time frame is going to be, August 20th, 2025 through November 17th, 2025.
Thank you so much, Jessica. This is the only patient I had with me. So, bye for now and have a nice day. Happy weekend. Let's meet again in the next week.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. And thank you for calling, Carolyn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.